Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Looking at 1 John chapter 3. And so if you have your Bible, I'd encourage you to open it. If not, you can read a little bit later. But some neat words found in 1 John chapter 3. I've been thinking about adoption, what it means to be part of the family of God. And let me just read you to you what I have been reading and thinking about. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know this is it did not know him. Beloved, we are children of God now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope purifies himself. What neat words. And what it means for you and I as we gather on this Friday to think about adoption. And I'm sure all of us have either family members or friends, or we know someone in the community that's been part of an adoption. But as I read this passage and the turmoil that was going on as the Holy Spirit is guiding John to write to this group, and the whole threat of superior knowledge and the threat of that they didn't sin if they got to a certain level spiritually. And now God is going to do what God does. He's going to write back to a group of people that are struggling in a generation or in a culture. He's just going to give them truth. He's going to say, hey, this is what you need to hold on to. I know this is what people are saying. I know this is what people are feeling. I know this is what people think. But this is what I want you to know. And your Father wants you to know today that you are loved and that you're called his child. And there's not anything that you did to deserve that. And so when I read this passage, my mind immediately goes to Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not a work, so that no one should boast. And reminded that grace is Jesus' death on the cross to pay the penalty for my sin. 3 days later, he rose again. And if I'm willing to put my faith in that, then I have eternal life. I have Jesus. I have been adopted into a family. We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves children of God. Only way that is available is because of what Jesus has done for us. But so often we know that, but we don't think about it. We don't sit down and really grasp what it means to be adopted by God through Jesus. As you get the opportunity to live on Friday, knowing who your Father is. And so we also need to not be overly concerned that the world is not going to understand what we say to them. You believe in a Jesus who died on a cross and 3 days later rose again? Yeah, we do. There are eyewitness accounts of that if you want to talk about that. But one of the greatest things for me as a Christ follower is the opportunity to look at life change, to see what Jesus has done in my life over these years after I said yes to the gospel, after I found him. My testimony is a testimony of what the gospel can do in an individual life. And so I celebrate that. I'm excited about that. I don't expect the world to see that, understand that, agree to that, walk in that. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm not going to laugh at you about it. I'm just going to know that because I have the gospel, I realize that the world is not going to be for me or accept that. And so I don't know what's on your to-do list for Friday or even Saturday or Sunday. I do know something that the Bible is going to say to you today. Live as a child that's been adopted. Don't take it for granted. Boast in the one who gives you strength and hope and power. Rest in the fact that he's going to come back one day. And knowing that he's going to call you while you're in this earth, living on this earth, to live a life of purity, not buying into the lies of the world, hoping to find joy in the world, but hope in Jesus. So thank you for joining us for our Let's Talk. I'm going to pray, and I hope you have a great Friday. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to know you, to understand you, to be able to have a letter that has been written for a group that John is writing to, but now we can read it and apply it to our lives and rest in that hope and strength. So we need your help in order for that to happen. And so I pray for whoever's listening today that they would know what it means to be adopted by you, to be your son and daughter, and not take that for granted, but to walk in confidence that you will help them navigate whatever they're facing today. And that we would set our desires for pleasure and the things that we think will make us happy aside, to live differently in the world so that people can see you in us for your glory, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. God bless and have a great day.